Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I know that voice. That's our own Jeff Hathorn who was on the call. That's the most recent touchdown pass Pitt quarterback Mason Heinschel has thrown. It put Pitt up 28-13 in a game they would eventually cruise to victory 35-20 over Stanford in. And it sets the scene for the kind of football weekend we have rarely seen in this town, one where the college programs game at Acrisure Stadium is, in my opinion, inarguably a bigger deal than the pro game. There will be more empty seats. You know you'll see them because not everyone's going to go at Steelers-Bengals this Sunday afternoon than I expect to see at noon tomorrow on the North Shore. It is, without exaggeration, the biggest home game Pitt has played in years, maybe this century, depending on who you talk to. And it is not also an exaggeration to say that Pitt right now, that Pittsburgh, that the North Shore is the epicenter of the college football universe right this second. It all pivots around Pitt and Notre Dame. It's the PM team pony. He's drinking bourbon and probably watching old YouTube games while everybody around him socializes. Seth Milfhunter's here. Charlie Borges back at the studio. I'm at Mike's Beer Bar, and I'm going to throw this out there right now, 412-928-9370. We are not going to get cute. We're not going to get highfalutin with some sort of esoteric topical look at this game. Pitt fans, it is very rare, and I count myself among your brethren, of course, despite my Penn State lineage. Pitt fans, it is a rarity that you have a game to think about that is big enough for me to simply say, vibe check, heat check, how are you feeling about what's going to happen tomorrow? But that's the real deal right now. This isn't fabricated. This isn't something where there's a special conceit that I have to use to make Pitt relevant. This is Pitt's biggest game in maybe a couple of decades in their home building. College game day is here for the first time since 2005 when they also played Notre Dame. Don't go back and look at how that game finished. It wasn't good. I remember it. I was watching it. It was disappointing. Brady Quinn cooked them. Never want to get cooked by Brady Quinn even in college. The thing that's different here is that Pitt has the quarterback right now that everybody is talking about. A lot has changed in college football. There's NIL. There's player movement like we've never seen before. But one thing generally remains constant, like it does at the highest level of the sport. If you've got a difference maker under center, you've got a chance to beat virtually anybody if that guy plays well enough. And Pitt's got a guy right now who's playing like one of the best 15 or so quarterbacks in the entire country. Not an exaggeration. Also not an exaggeration to say that if Mason Heinschel had somehow been the quarterback from day one, Pitt might be the higher-ranked team and undefeated in this game. Because I don't think they blow it against West Virginia, and I think there's a real chance they don't blow it against Louisville, given the lead that they got against the Cardinals. 412-928-9370. That is the Fan Text Line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Charlie Borges is back at the ranch. He wants to take your phone calls, and we're not going to stand on tradition. You're not going to hear me give you some sort of crazy monologue here about the significance of this game. I want to hear from Pitt fans right now. How are you feeling? Are you confident right now? Do you feel like this is a game that Pitt can actually win? Because, my God, for any fan base in town to have more heartbreak and more Lucy pulling the football out moments than this one, I haven't seen it. I don't think there's a team that routinely twists the knife on its own fans with some confounding performances quite like Pitt does. They haven't done that this year. The confounding performances stopped the minute Mason Heinschel took over. Now you're in the frame of mind where you almost nitpick when he throws red zone interceptions or turns the ball over a little bit because, well, he's been so good at everything else, there's not much to complain about. This doesn't look like the Pitt team that breaks your heart. This looks like the Pitt team that goes out there, takes names, kicks asses, and walks away winning. They went into Florida State. I know that's a down Florida State team. They also have enough talent to have beaten Alabama, and they won. They stomped a mud hole in NC State, which might have one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC, C.J. Bailey. They went out to Stanford, and Heinschel was sloppy, very sloppy, in his last quarter plus, and it didn't matter. It wasn't a Pitt game where they take a big lead and snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. They just kind of cruised. And they've done it all without really having their most explosive and dynamic player steadily healthy. That's Des Reed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All year. This is as big as it gets for Pitt. It's a sellout crowd, helped considerably, let's just call it like it is, by a lot of Notre Dame fans who are going to be in attendance. I've seen multiple Notre Dame caps. I see a lady with a Go Irish purse strap sitting right here at Mike's Beer Bar. She's already ready to go in because it's one of those clear purses, so that's very prepared. That's preparedness. It's going to be a sellout. It's going to be one of the best environments that that stadium has seen for a college football game in a very long time. And I think because of Mason Heinschel, Pitt has better than a puncher's chance. As a matter of fact, this is going to sound crazy because one team's favored by almost a touchdown and one team is almost a two-touchdown dog and has potential injury worries. And as a coach that actually said he'd be willing to lose the game by 100 points if they won the next two, a little bit of an odd thing to say, not going to really get too deep into that, I feel better about Pitt than I do about the Steelers heading into this weekend. I feel like Pitt is the right kind of dangerous heading into this weekend. They haven't beaten Notre Dame since 2013. It's been a while since they've had a chance at Notre Dame and given them a good run. And yet they feel like the kind of dangerous that might actually mess around and ruin Notre Dame's season. Notre Dame's status, by the way, is the biggest reason why College Game Day is on premises here. Everyone knows Notre Dame is going to blast the next two teams they play. Syracuse might go back to starting the walk-on lacrosse player at quarterback, and Stanford sucks. If anybody else is going to trip up Notre Dame and hand them a third loss that might bounce them from the college football playoff, it's going to be Pitt or it's going to be nobody. It would be an act of God if Notre Dame lost either game after this. But College Game Day wouldn't be here if Pitt was, let's just say, 4-5 as opposed to 7-2. College Game Day would have found something else to do. They would have said, well, Pitt isn't very good. Syracuse is really bad, and Stanford is too. Notre Dame's walking into the playoff. They're here because Notre Dame is who they are, but they're also here because Pitt has a real chance. Because Mason Heinschel gives them a real chance. And I'm wondering if you're a Pitt fan out there listening to this, if you feel like Pitt has that very same chance. 412-928-9370. We're going to let it rip right now. We got Rob in West Mifflin starting us off. What's going on, Rob?
What's happening, Malsy, man? Oh, I mean, I hear you, man. You know these dudes are going to get blasted tomorrow, man. You know that.
I don't know that for sure.
I have zero faith in our dudes.
Zero.
This is
the kind of game he occasionally wins, though. There's like the people that talk about college football, Rob, on a national basis have like a basic belief that once every decade or so, Pitt takes a team who has looks destined for great things and completely wrecks their season. They did it to Miami and wrecked their season with Kenny Pickett roughly, 8 years ago? Like, they're kind of on track to do it. It's been a while since they've done this to someone.
You know why I have no faith in our dudes? As soon as that kid took the starting role, all the media was saying, oh, he was the better quarterback last year when he started practicing with him before the ball game. That goes to show you the kid should have been starting from the door. They might be 9-0. That's why I have no faith in our doozy, man. Zero. I'm a Penn State fan. I'm born and raised right here on the north side. But I've been a Penn State fan all my life. But yeah,
Why maybe I should have done what Pony has been doing, which has agitated some people, but maybe he was crazy like a fox here. Thanks for the phone call. Maybe I should have said, Charlie's going to find out who's the Penn State fans calling in, and we're going to give them second priority, and we're going to make sure that the Pitt people get through. Because that's a call that's colored by a rooting interest right there. I could say a bunch of mean things about Penn State, but nothing would be meaner than actually looking at their win-loss record right now, so I don't need to do that. This is what Pat does once in a while, and I think he's gotten lambasted for it, but once in a while I think he's doing a crazy like a fox routine with some of the stuff he says. He gets Pitt up for big games, and he can say all he wants that in a very practical sense, the biggest games are the two after this for their ACC situation, but the game that has the juice, the game that people give a crap about, the game that's going to have eyeballs on Mason Heinschel and eyeballs on this program where they otherwise wouldn't have been there, is this one. So I wonder if you're a Pitt fan and you're feeling pretty froggy about this. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from the Pitt fans. I'm boxing Penn State fans out. And if they call in, they might be greeted with hostility. In fact, they will be greeted with hostility. I'll remind you of the time you lost to Northwestern when they didn't even have their best player this year. Or the time they lost to UCLA. Or the time that they blew it against Indiana when they had a chance to do something interesting. You know what I'm talking about. I think Pitt has a real puncher's chance. Because they've got talent at the skill positions, because they've got a quarterback, and because they've got a coach who just occasionally figures out a way to deliver his best performances when people really don't expect it. We also, by the way, have Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green set to join the program in just over 20 minutes at 2:35. I'm excited to pick his brain about the significance of this game for Pitt, for the university. Like, writ large, because in the new era of college football, I think games like this take on a very added significance. Wade is on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Love your show daily. Atypical Penn State fan with his blast to start off your show. Sorry about that. Just remind him he's 0-6 in the Big Ten this year. Now, getting back to Pitt, yes, you are right. They do have a punter's chance, and the best thing that goes on for us is our kicker's only missed one kick this year. So I think it's going to come down 24-21.
The problem is it looks like he's not going to play. Butkowski looks like he's out based on what I've been seeing.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't know that. Some of us have to work during the day. So, sorry, my man. Listen, Pitt all the way.
What? I was going to say, you better not like hear that the kicker's out and say, well, I'm flipping my pick. He ain't Chris Boswell. I know he's been really good, but come on here.
I would never flip my pick. I'm blue and gold all the way. I was married into a Pitt family. My father-in-law is a Golden Panther. They've been riding high for a long time. It's going to be a nice showcase about college sports in this town this weekend, and it's been long overdue. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Wade, thank you. How do you feel? Like, Lucy pulls the football on Pitt a lot. I think the unique part about this game is they've been at their best when they can completely ruin somebody else's season. Miami in 2017, the 13-9 game is the all-time shining example of this. Pitt with basically nothing to play for except ripping the guts out of the entire state of West Virginia, they go and do just that. The weird part about this is, and I think most of us, even if we like Marcus Freeman, I find him very hard to root against, unlike Brian Kelly, for example, most of us still want to see Notre Dame lose. If you didn't grow up rooting for him, you don't want to see good things happen to them. Here's the weird part about the game. Pitt can absolutely ruin Notre Dame's season with a win while also making their season exponentially more interesting. It's like it's the duality of Pitt. When they have stuff on the line for them to lose, they usually don't come up big. When they can absolutely just like completely flip a team over and send them out of the playoff, they do something like that. They can do both in this game. They could actually make their season while ruining somebody else's. Do you think they're going to? We got time for one more right now. Sean is on the Parkway. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Malzy, what's up, brother?
Nothing. I'm fired up, man. I have not had a football weekend like this in a while to sink my teeth into.
I think this is the best thing that's happened to Pittsburgh in a while. You're right. It's going to be better than the Steeler game. I just have a bad feeling Pitt's going to have a tough time stopping Notre Dame's run game.
Well, they got the best. The weird thing, thanks, Sean. They got the best 1-2 punch in the country. Jeremiah Love is one of the, I would say, the five, independent of position here, because quarterbacks get the bump. Jeremiah Love is one of the five best players in college football. Jadarian Price is his backup. They're both averaging at least 6 yards a carry. So that should tell you plenty. And they've accounted for 26 touchdowns from scrimmage. That should tell you plenty about what they're capable of. And Pitt's not really good against the run, but like, they sort of force quarterbacks, if they get some stops, into making throws that they don't want to make. And so I think if you get any kind of, you know, Pitt defensive line showing up for this game and Pitt's linebackers swarming, and the defensive line part's dodgy because, frankly, Pitt has a lot of injuries there. If they force C.J. Carr, Notre Dame's quarterback, into situations where he actually does have to throw the ball and convert third and longs, I think it's anybody's ball game. Because I think Pitt's going to be able to actually move the ball a little bit on Notre Dame. Pitt's going to need to make some explosive plays, which they haven't done a ton of offensively, but I think they're going to be able to move it a little bit on the Irish. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Heat check, vibe check, Pitt Panther fans out there. This is the flagship home for Pitt football. You know that. It's also the only place right here, this show, where you're going to be able to talk football on a huge football weekend right now. The only spot. So what do you feel like? Do you have any confidence? Are you like me? Do you think Pitt is very much a live dog at home tomorrow and could absolutely pull off the upset? It's kind of good Pony's not here because he would be a vibe killer. He thinks they're going to get blown out. He's already said that. He thinks they're going to get blown out and that the Steelers are going to blow out the Bengals. I'm basically the complete opposite. I think Pitt's got a real puncher's chance, and I have very bad vibes about the Steelers right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.